Let's say dirt. What do you mean by the healing powers or the healing of dirt?
Well, we seem to have overdone it in America as far as hygiene is concerned. For about 10 years, there has been an idea that has been gathering steam. It began in England, but now is firmly rooted in the United States. It's a concept called the hygiene hypothesis. And this idea is that at certain stages in the development of the human immune system, basically when we're children, we need exposure to unhygienic conditions. Basically, we need to get dirty from time to time. Now, this may sound perverse, but there's a strong logic to it. The only way that our immune system gets smart is by being confronted with viruses and bacteria and fungi and so on out in the environment. These are the things that are present in dirt. Now, one of the reasons for saying these strange-sounding things to people who bump into this for the first time is that we know that children who are raised in unhygienic environments are healthier than kids who are kept squeaky clean by their parents.
That is true.
Just as an example, kids who grow up in rural environments have a stronger immune system than kids who grow up in hygienic environments in the city. They have a lower incidence of certain diseases, including asthma. They have a lower incidence of infections, allergies, eczema, and so on. So there are definite health benefits to this periodic exposure to getting dirty. I grew up on a farm, and, you know, we didn't think anything about getting dirty. It was just part of life. I didn't know at the time that I was building up a pretty good cast-iron immune system by virtue of doing that, but that's what the research points to. Also, George, there are other ways for urban kids to enjoy these benefits. For example, kids who are raised in daycare settings also are exposed to, you know, just a soup of germs. And this, in the long run, is good for children. So I've often thought that this might come as some consolation to parents who feel a little bit bad about parking their kids in daycare. This is one of the benefits of it. The take-home lesson, I think, for parents is that we should not obsess about keeping our children squeaky clean all the time. As a matter of fact, that may be doing them a disservice. We need to bring back things like sandboxes and letting kids make mud pies, perhaps. My favorite example is helping kids grow a vegetable garden, because you can't do that without playing in the dirt.
Well, that's true. Well, now, give me your take on this. You know, I go between Los Angeles and St. Louis. When I'm in L.A. before a program, I'll catch a quick small dinner with my producer, Tommy. And he called me here in St. Louis last week panicking, Larry, just panicking, because while he was out at a restaurant, the waitress who was delivering his salad sneezed in her hands and then continued to pick up the plate of salad and carry it to Tommy's table. He calls me because he's kind of a germophobic. And, I mean, he's the kind of guy that walks around with one of those alcohol gel things that you squeeze into your hands.
We need to talk to Tom.
And anyway, he calls me and says, should I eat it? Should I eat it? And then he went and explained what had happened. And I said, yeah, go ahead. It's not going to kill you. Did I say the right thing, or should he have said to her, hey, lady, you sneezed in your hands. You picked up my salad plate. I'm not eating these. I'm not going to have it.
You know, George, I hate to double-cross you, but I'm on Tom's side on this one.
You are. Okay, how come?
Well,
what's different between that and the kids playing in dirt?
Well, Tom's immune system isn't developing right now. It's pretty much been ordered in the way that it's going to be for the rest of his life. The hygiene hypothesis applies to immune systems in children that are still plastic and are flexible and that are in the process of developing. So this is the time in life the younger years below age 10 generally, where one wants to take seriously the hygiene hypothesis and get exposed to a variety of germs. But I think by the time we're beyond adolescence, our immune system is pretty much instructed. And so, in that particular situation, I think Tom was right in being sort of edgy about that situation.